Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand. Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Where are you right now, and what do your surroundings look like?
Oh, well, I'm going to be exposed. So I'm in my office, which is I have a nice view of my kids' school from the backyard. But the truth is that I'm in the laundry room. That is my office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the truth is that my dryer is quieter than my two little boys. So this is where I work.
What's the most abnormal thing you did today?
Today
or recently?
I don't know. I it's all kind of strange. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can zero in on anything that's abnormal. I mean, I obsess over like things I never used to obsess over, like the fact that I get to play go fish with my kids in the night, and we're like highly, highly competitive, and it's just like, you know, it's just bringing in different focus to my life. But yeah, a lot feels strange. It's kind of strange as like the new normal, I guess.
Theater is uniquely challenging, even more so arguably than cinema or restaurants, because the economics of it are so dependent on having a particular number of people in a space at a given time. How does it feel to be working in an area and in an art form that is almost like uniquely poorly suited to, not poorly suited, but like that is, I guess, that feels almost uniquely targeted.
Depending on gathering. Yeah, completely. Yeah, no, it is. It does feel strange. And it's the social distancing, of course, of the audiences we have to think about. But it's also, yeah, how can we imagine social distancing on our stages between our actors or rehearsals, an intimate process? So even when we do get the green light, it takes time for us to build the work that we're going to put on in front of our audiences. So, you know, we're usually, as you know, a year and a half ahead before we plan things. So it's going to make us have to be more responsive. And luckily, we're not short of creativity with all our staff. Mm-hmm. So that's why just running scenarios is the way we're getting ahead of things.
What has been your most selfish deed or thought during this whole thing?
Oh, man. Well, you know, there's days that I wake up and I think about, you know, kind of what you just alluded to, like this particular work that I've spent my life doing is when it's so impossible in this moment. And it's like, it makes me crave thinking about like just resetting and asking large questions and I don't know, taking time to really read and think about many things. But that does feel selfish because there's so much to do and I have to be present and I can't really escape and think about all that. So sometimes I just want to, I would say, escape and go down that hole or you know, play Go Fish with my son. So, but that does feel wrong, you know?
What is something that gave you pleasure today?
Oh, my son ended up in my bed and, you know, his like foot in my face and somehow that gave me pleasure. And then coffee. And I ordered myself a foamer this morning and I'm thrilled about pimping my coffee and going the next level with my coffee game.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm glad we can still drink coffee. I'm glad those supply chains have not been interrupted. But yes, that is...
The little things, the little moments.
Exactly. And what is something that you think might never be the same after this?
Touch, I think. Like right now, you know, hugs like feel like they're going to be euphoric. And, you know, on a social level, like I think people's on collective... spirit, you know, just the understanding of what it means to live precariously. You know, I was talking to the ED at the stop, the food bank, and like 50% increase in demand and people that they've never seen before needing support. And I think there's going to be just a different sense of accountability towards each other and understanding of poverty in our city. And, you know, as a theater, I think about that a lot, like what our civic role is to play. And I just think that conversation is going to be one that we're all going to have differently.
On the subject of, I guess, yeah, of just precarity and what the responsibility of a civic theater is, certainly, obviously, Salt Pepper has been, you know, you've been moving it in that direction for some time. And what do you think the impact will be in terms of taking a company like Salt Pepper and trying to make it, I guess, maybe responsive to the community in a different way?
I think, you know, one thing that's happening that hasn't happened since I've been here is the communication just between all the artistic directors, for example, of the city. Mm. So, Brendan Healy and I, the district director of CanStage, called together some artistic directors, invited some people to come and have a chat. And it ended up being 23 artistic directors from across the city.
Oh, wow.
We've been meeting weekly and having these think tanks. And I think it's going to have an ongoing effect of working collectively, really thinking about Toronto as artists, as part of a whole of a city. And yeah, and then just, you know, it's made us be in touch with our MP of our riding. And he was telling us that 52% of people in our riding live alone. And we were thinking, well, what can we do to bring some joy and some connection to our local community? And then also we're looking into supporting local communities that need potential support in like space, kitchens for food preparation. So we're just trying to figure out how we can connect dots as a community hub and try to play a role in that way.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.